Blog Talk Radio.
We will bow.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. And this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. It's an honor again to come into your homes or wherever you are. Amen. In order, amen, to expound on the Word of God. You know, this is Monday and this is Bible study day. Amen. In the beginning, Genesis 1. And I'm truly excited. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord and what He's doing in the earth realm. But I'm excited about the power, amen, that He's displayed, amen, in reference to creation as well as all the way through, all the way to the end of times. Amen. He's a wonderful God. I love Him so much. Amen. I had the honor to go out on yesterday to a powerful, powerful prayer, amen, conference of prayer summit, amen, by a young lady that's a prophetess named Angel Roberts that live in my area. If you're ever in St. Louis, Missouri, amen, you need to look her up. If you have to look her up in the telephone or get on one of the web pages, she come on, I think it's KXEN Radio, amen, and she is powerful in the Word, amen. She is a great woman, amen, and I just enjoyed the services, amen. So, amen, when I go into the churches and the various meeting places to be with the Lord, amen, it is the fellowship. We need the fellowship. We don't need to not have contact with the saints, amen, in the congregations and in the churches. Jesus told Peter when he first brought forth the word church, he said that upon this rock you will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So, and Jesus spoke of churches twice, amen. And then Paul went on to build churches for the Lord. So we need to fellowship in the house of the Lord. We need to be amongst one another's presence so that we can pray and intercede and fellowship and listen to the Word of God. I know our bodies is the temple of God, but at the same time, if we don't have that fellowship, then it makes us, amen, you know how it stagnates us, because you need somebody that's hearing from the Lord to teach you. That's why He gave you pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists, amen, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body. And so if we are not in a place of fellowship where we can worship, we tend to miss out on things. And the enemy tends to come in, because Satan loves to fellowship with the saints. That's one of his greatest things. And if he can keep you separated from each other, he's done his job. And so every chance I get, amen, when I'm not doing my own work, amen, I try to get with the saints as much as I can. Now, I don't do a lot of hanging out because that's not my call. But at the same time, I want to go and I want to intermingle with the saints. I want to go in and preach in their churches, and they come in preaching my church. Amen. When I get my church established, and saints is on its way. And I just praise God. I'm excited. And when I fellowship and network, I get a chance to be with the body of Christ and learn other things. Amen. I hear my sister and people say, no man is an island all to itself. When you start trying to separate yourself from the saints and trying to be indifferent from them, then you got a problem. Now, if God is calling you off to a fast or to separation and do something that He has called you to do, then that's a good thing, because I've been on, after I came off of my consecration, I have written three books. Now it's four. Amen. And now I'm trying to type them out in the computer. Amen. I got one almost completed, and it is powerful. And I looked back off into my, I keep a journal, a dream book, and I looked off into my dream book right after I came off of that consecration, and God told me, say, He said, I want you to pick up your pen and paper and write. And so I said, okay. And almost a month had passed by, and I began to look off into my journal trying to find other things, because I had, years ago, I had gotten a conference number from, I think, one of the saints at one of the churches at one time. And I wanted to do a conference line. And so I wasn't able to get some information at one point in time. And so God will always bring you back to something when he wants you to do his work. So I think it was about in 2005 I had got that conference number. And so I had got it, opened up the information, amen, got the access number and the phone number where I could have my own conference line. So remember, on January the 2nd at 10 p.m., every Saturday from here on, I will be doing a conference prayer line, and it's called the Millennial Prayer Warriors, the Intercessory Prayer Warriors team. And what we will do is we will go in and pray for people, amen, all over the world. We will pray for the nation, amen, the government itself, for marriages. We'll pray for all entities, amen, in order to make, amen, and help God's people. So again, that's fellowship. That's the body coming together. We need to come together, saints. Amen. You need to stay in the churches that are operating in the will of God and operating under the truth. That is a protocol. That is a fine line. There's a thin line. You can't just be by yourself. Amen. And think you're going to be over somebody or do something, but you got to be able to follow the will of Jesus Christ. From the beginning of creation, God has always called churches, amen. He called his tabernacle together, his tent of meeting together with Moses, amen. And then Solomon built a temple for him to dwell in, to worship in. He wants to come in and make his abode in you. Now, the New Testament tells us that we are the temple of God, and he makes his abode in us. Amen. So it's not that you have to be where you, what I would say, you're not having a relationship with God because of the various things that go on in your life. That is a personal, amen, fellowship that he wants. But he also wants us to gather together, network together, and fellowship together with those believers that are his. Amen. So, amen, remember the prayer line, amen, and the prayer conference, amen, and you can get all the information off of Blog Talk, amen. I've already given the information out, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen. And the Bible say, amen, we always start with a thought, amen. And basically, I'm led by the Spirit. If he might give a thought first and a prayer second, but always, he always is on time. I love him so much. Out of 111 Psalms, it said, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." There again, amen. The psalmist is writing in the assembly, amen, and in the midst of the congregation. We have to be in the congregation. It's a must. We need to pay our tithes and offerings. He wouldn't have told us, amen, to give individual tithes to anybody you see that say they have a temple of God if he wouldn't have wanted us to give our tithes and offerings in the church. So the assembly is much needed. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His works is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He had given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful, of his covenant. He had shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Amen. The works of his hand are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant for ever. Holy and reverence is his name. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endured forever. I praise you, Father, and I give you all the honor and all the glory. I thank you for what you are going to do in the earth realm and what you have already done. Amen. I thank you for the word today. Amen. I thank you, Lakodia Shata. Amashanemiosha. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, and I give you praise. Amen. For Bible study. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to be with your people, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, and open up their understanding. Amen. That it might be enlightened to know the truth. Amen. Amen. Because there are certain, amen, areas in our life, if we don't grab hold into the truth, amen, then we have allowed another entity to come in. And I'm going to tell you, saints, amen, praise God. I give God the glory. You don't want the devil. Amen. Don't let him lead you and guide you into something. Amen. Because there are all kind of teachings and all kind of doctrines out there. And if you don't get hold to the right thing, you're going to be in a world of trouble. Amen. 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 So we give God praise. You know, I always let you know that the Big Bang Theory, amen, on the beginning of creation was first heard of by Albert Einstein, and this theory was based on a mathematical equation known as the field of equations of the general theory of relativity, which is matter, time, and space. A mathematical equation, and that was a theory, amen. He never could prove the truth, amen, because he didn't have the truth in him. And then the Charles Darwin theory on evolution was founded by Charles Darwin, amen. The modern theory concerning the evolution of man's purpose, amen, that humans and apes are derived from the same, amen, ancestors, amen. They come from the same lineage, the same line, amen, and that's not true. Thank you, Jesus. What's in an ape can never be in a human. I don't care how much people sit around and say things, amen, and they don't know the truth, amen, and then they write books that have been selling for hundreds and $200 and writing books that have people have literally tried to expound on, and they're not true. Amen. And then I'll let you know, amen, one of the things that, amen, that we need to understand that the universe itself is literally cooking, amen. The earth itself, not the universe, the earth itself is totally cooking. It has a big old round ball, iron ball in the middle of it, amen, and it's cooking, amen, and it literally cooks the earth, amen, in order for it to stay intact. Amen. And the earth is a terrestrial body. Amen. It's a terrestrial planet. Amen. Why? Because it holds, amen, it houses, amen, animals and plants and humans. Amen. It holds life form. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And like I said, Earth is constantly cooking up by this iron ball that is in the inner core, the deepest layer inside the Earth. This is a ball, and it is about 1,500 square miles in diameter and cannot melt. It literally can't melt. Above the inner core is the outer core, a shell of liquid iron. This layer is cooler than the inner core, but still hot because it heats the inner core and the iron ball. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God does this process in order to keep the earth cooling but not cracking. It seals it. It literally seals it. The outer core protects the earth from our heating. Amen. From overheating. It literally protects the earth from overheating. It is literally composed of iron, sulfur, and nickel. It is there to create the Earth's magnetic field. Amen. This magnetic field is what helps keep the Earth from firm, staying together in one place. Amen, said the Lord. I didn't say it. He told me to tell you that. Amen. And what I'm telling you is truth, so I'm saying it out of my mouth. Amen. I don't mind speaking the truth. Also, volcanoes, amen, and those the tsunamis and those earthquakes, they all help with the control of the temperature that goes on inside the earth. Amen. The volcanoes literally expel or drive out some of the heat and pressure that the earth be up under. We need the volcanoes. We need the tsunamis. Amen. We need the earthquakes. Amen. In order to keep this earth regulated. Amen. So the earth works, amen, with itself to help keep itself intact. Amen. And so we stop at, thank you, Jesus, verse 9 in chapter 1. Praise God. And I want to get right to that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if we look at, trying to pull it up. Thank you, Jesus. If we look at verse 9, we start at the verse and it says, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Now, this is the interpretation. God spoke that the waters under the firmament of or the expanses or wide spaces or heavens come together in one position so that the dry land could be seen at his command. Note, all the waters had the same, amen. They literally came together in the heavens, amen. The only waters that stayed on the earth was that which was assigned to the earth, the oceans, the seas, the rivers, the lakes, the underground streams, amen, amen. Those were assigned to the earth, and they stayed in the earth. The rest of it stayed in heaven. Amen. The earth is shaped like a sphere, a round ball, but earth is not perfectly round. It bulges a little at the equator. The earth is made up of four main layers that have different thicknesses and different temperatures. And in it's literally made up of different materials. Amen. And we're going to talk about the materials. The crust, amen, the thickness is 5 to 7 kilometers. And the material in it is solid rock, temperature cool at the top about 807 Celsius. Amen. And the outer core thickness is about 2,250 kilometers, amen. And the material is liquid iron and nickel, and the temperature is 4,400 Celsius to 5,000 Celsius. The mantle thickness is about 2,900 kilometers, and the material is melted rock that flows like oatmeal. The temperature is about 2,800 Celsius to 3,200 Celsius. The inner core thickness is about 1,280 kilometers, amen. And the material, solid iron and nickel. The temperature estimation is about 6,000 Celsius. Praise God. Amen. Even though the inner core temperature is very high, the iron and nickel do not melt. The inner core is kept solid by the pressures of the layers above it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the reference verses, you go to Genesis 1, verse 10. And God called the day the dry land, earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And Psalms 95 and 5, the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Psalms 33, 7, he gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He led up the depths in storehouses. Jeremiah 5:22, fear ye not me, said the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by the perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? Though the waters
and the waves therefore toss, therefore yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. Amen. God, amen, literally said once he set it in order, they can't go over their boundaries. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens and earth were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the waters. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then we go to verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. God named the dry land, amen, earth. Amen. He called it earth. And the beginning, when he had literally created it, he knew what he was going to name it, like he knew what he was going to name all the planets. Amen. And I give him glory. Amen. Everything was named, amen, by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, amen, was the word. He sent forth the word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the bringing together into one area of the waters he named seas. God could visually see that what he created was beneficial for his creative plan. Amen. God had a plan, amen, at the beginning of creation. He had a plan for mankind. Amen. And then the reference verses, amen, is Genesis 1 and 9. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Psalms 146 and 6, which made heaven and earth and the seas and all therein is, which keepeth the truth forever. Amen. And then Psalms, amen. I'm reading out the King James Version, so you're going to get various words that might, they all mean the same, but they sound different. Amen. They all have their own sound to it. Amen. Psalms 95 and 1. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. And then Psalms 33:7, he gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depth in the storehouses. Praise God. He knows. He's awesome. I just love him. Jeremiah 5 and 22. Fear ye not me, said the Lord. He was asking us a question. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Yes, I know, I've been there. Which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by perpetual decree that it cannot pass. And though the waters therefore toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. Amen. He said, although they might roar and toss and have tempests in them, amen, they cannot literally prevail over what he has said. Amen. And, you know, it brings me back to when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter wanted to follow behind him. One of the things that Peter did after he got out the boat and he began to follow Jesus Christ, he sank. He sank because, amen, he didn't have the faith to believe that what God, amen, had did, amen, concerning the waters was exactly what God said they would be. But when Jesus, amen, walked up on them, he literally didn't believe that the power was there to thread up on the water, amen, to walk up on the water, and it literally would have to obey him. Amen. So we as the body of Christ, we tend to do things, and then we walk in doubt, amen, and not knowing that once we speak something out of our mouth, it has to be obedient to us, amen, as long as we are in the will of God. A lot of us have businesses, and we have various things that entities that we need to latch hold to and begin to utilize, amen, and we won't utilize it because we don't have the faith to believe, amen. And then in 2 Peter 3 and 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standeth out of the waters and in the waters. Amen. Then verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding, amen, fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And God spoke, this is the interpretation, to the earth, amen, telling it to produce grass, seeds for vegetables, fruits, and fruit trees for fruits, amen, from the same family of fruits, trees, and amen. Like, if, for instance, the apples, amen, come from the apple tree, and oranges come from the orange tree, amen. And he told Moses when he was writing the Levitical laws that we are not supposed to mix the seeds at all. Amen. You don't mix an orange with an apple or an orange with a pear. Amen. And try to produce from it. Now, a lot of scientists are doing that. Amen. Even today, they're going in, and now they're doing cloning, and they're doing everything. But God said in his word from the beginning, don't mix these various things together. And the seeds of the same family, the apple seed for the apple tree and the orange seed for the orange tree, etc. And they literally came into existence at his command. God is awesome. I'm telling you, saints, amen. I love him. The reference verse is coming out of Genesis 1:12 and through 29. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seeds after his kind, and the tree, my God, yielding fruit after his kind, and the tree, amen, thank you, Jesus, yield that fruit whose seeds was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Amen. At the beginning of creation, I spoke on that not too long ago, God did not give Adam and Eve meat to eat. Their meat was the herbs of the ground and the fruits, amen, and vegetables. This is the most greatest health food we can ever obtain, instead of eating all of those different kinds of meat. And then I went on to tell you that life is in the blood of the animals. Amen. And when you eat of that blood, and a lot of people like to eat their steaks rare, and a lot of people like to eat raw stuff and raw fish and stuff like that. Well, what you're literally doing, he said, you're taking on some of the attributes that are in that animal, and then when you go around getting sick and having all kind of problems and issues, amen, you've taken on some of the characteristics of that same animal. Now, we were not supposed to be, amen, have any characteristics in us but the characteristics of God. God said we was created in his image and in his likeness, amen, and for us to invite other things into our system. And one of the worst things, the characteristics that we pick up, is medication. And medication is literally, amen, no-no as far as my life factor is concerned. I don't fool with meds, because meds literally transform me, and the gift and the anointing and the calling that's on my life, amen, I don't want it to be altered, amen. That's why when you see people that are on drugs, crack and all that kind of stuff, and you wonder why they're going back to that same stuff, amen, they can't get rid of it like they would want to get rid of it. The only one can deliver them out of it is God. Well, they're taking on the characteristic that drug that's in them is a demon, and it is the one that's going to be, what you say, the head, and it makes that person be the tail, in so many words. It makes that person take that Lord nature, and it leads them, and it causes them to go in. Amen, and they have to continually go buy crack all the time, buying drugs, because of that drug demon that's on the inside of them. And once that stuff is in your system, medication don't easily work out of your system, even when you take just natural meds. so those chemicals don't work out because it's causing your arteries, amen, and your blood, amen, to take on, your blood literally to take on another composition, amen. And so it's, I would advise you don't use chemicals if you can avoid them. And if you aren't using any medication from the Lord, doctors, amen, I would try to use as less as I can because God gave us doctors, amen, because of our unbelief and because of the things that go on in our body that Satan has caused. But as for myself, I won't partake in it. And then Genesis 2, 5, and 9, it said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. God planted these in the garden. Amen. Before he had literally planted them in the ground, he had already put them down in the earth realm so that they can be produced. Amen. Now, the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life, amen, was in heaven before it came down on earth, before God put them in the earth realm. And the reason why God placed them in the earth realm was he had faith to believe that Adam would obey his will and not fool with the things that were not supposed to be touched. And he put that in the earth realm because Satan had gotten hold to it in the heaven, and they ate off of it, a third of the angels. Amen. And they became corrupt. Amen. God said before Satan was corrupt, amen, and before iniquity was found in him, he had made him beautiful and wise. But it was Satan's choice to eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, even after God had told the angels not to partake. So he removed it so that the people, not the people, in, but the angels in heaven wouldn't partake of it, and they did. And then when he put it down on earth, Satan literally caused Eve to sin and Adam to sin by eating off of that tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that's why we have this corrupt mind, the imagination, and the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's why we have a conscience that's good and evil in it. And we have all of these various evil. And we literally have to, amen, just cry out to God, because a lot of things and thoughts we think, amen, we know that we don't want those things, those thinking thinkings, like I say, those thoughts, and we really have to call out to God so that he can help us in that area. And repentance is the only way, saints. I'm telling you, if you're going to live a life for God, you're going to have to repent, because Paul said when he tried to do good, evil was always present. So you're going to always have the enemy trying to cause you, amen, to do things, amen, that's against the will, amen, of God and against, amen, your life. Amen. In Revelations 10 and 6, and the Bible saying, swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven. There again, God created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the sea and the things which are therein, that they should be time no longer. Amen. In Leviticus 19, and ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt let thy cattle gender. Okay, let me see. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with diverse kinds. Remember, I spoke about the seeds and the animals, how they're not supposed to be mixed. Amen. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seeds. Remember I told you that. Neither shall a garment mingle of linen and wool come upon thee. Now, a lot of people, amen, are doing that, amen. And God has literally specifically said the reasons why. Amen. Psalms 104 and 14, he causes the grass to grow for cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Remember, he said the herbs, amen, were for man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't care if I don't eat any kind of meat. Amen. I've been living basically off of, I love my staple is fish and seafood. I eat a lot of seafood. And I eat meat, but not that much. Amen. And I don't tell nobody to stop eating meat. But mine is basically seafood. I love fish. Amen. I love to cook it all different kinds of ways. Cook up me some shrimp, amen, and enjoy myself. And then in verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding seeds, and the fruit trees yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, whose seed is in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, everything that God made was good, amen. It was Adam and Eve and all, everything was good until Satan, amen, caused this deception and defiled us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the earth, amen, did produce grass, seeds for vegetables after their family, and trees with fruit on it, and the seed in the fruit after its family. And God saw that it was beneficial for his creative plan. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then we go to the reference verse, and it said Genesis 1 through 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a tree yielding seeds, to you it shall be for meat. Amen. Praise God. Jesus. And then Genesis 2 and 5 and 9 say, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life, and in the midst of the garden and knowledge of good and evil. And then in Revelation 10 and 6, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things that therein are, that there should be time no longer. In Leviticus 19 and 19, ye shall keep my statute. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. That means diverse means different kind. You don't mingle cattle with other kinds of cattle that are not of their same, amen, family. Thou shalt not sow thy field with the mingled seed, neither shall thy mingle of linen and wool come upon thee. And then Psalms, amen, 104, he had caused the grass to grow for the cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth fruit out of the earth. You know, I give God the glory, amen. I love him so much. Amen. And saints, amen, those of you that don't know the Lord, amen, and that are seeking for an answer, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you have heard this broadcast. I'm telling you now, today is the time to give your life to God, amen, to repent for your sins, amen, and turn from your evil ways because, amen, God is the only God, and he's the only one that can keep you, amen, from what this enemy is trying to do. He's a deceiver of the brethren. He cares not for the saints. He don't love God. And he wants you to, amen, literally follow behind a perverted way, a perverted way, amen, that will cause you nothing but damnation and destruction. So if I was you today, the doors are open, amen, for you to repent for your sins, acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Give your life totally to him and watch God move in your life. You'll see a tremendous change, and you'll see the things that you have been hoping for come to pass, all because you have given your life totally unto God. God want to bless you. He's in the blessing business. Amen. Now, I just praise God. Mary said one of the things when she had heard what the angels say, she said, my soul do magnify the Lord. Saints, my soul do magnify the Lord today. Have a great day. Praise God. Amen.